welcome to your February 17, 2009 Commissioner Court meeting. We will begin the meeting by an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, and the Pledge of Allegiance will be led by Commissioner Domain. Will you stand?
If you don't mind, would you please bow your heads? Lord, we come before you asking that you bestow your divine wisdom on us to make the appropriate decisions to help every constituent in Jefferson County. Lord, we ask that you do that same thing for each of the leaders in all of the different leadership capacities in our county. Lord, we ask that you put your loving arms around those family members who have loved ones away in wars fighting for this country. Lord, we ask that you blessed and put us in the right sense of your will in carrying out these duties. This we ask in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you very much. God bless America. Items under purchasing.
Judge.
Ma'am.
On item F.
F, like
that
in.
That should be consulting services for asbestos removal. I need to add consulting services. For asbestos removal.
Consulting. Okay. Item A, approved specifications for IFB for demolition of hangar number one, post office building at the, not post office, office building at the Southeast Texas Regional Airport. Item B, approved specifications for IFB automobile rental concessions at the Southeast Texas Airport. Item C, considering possibly approved professional contract with ICU Environmental Health and Safety for consulting services during asbestos removal activities for the Mid-County offices and library due to Ike damage in the amount of $4,100. Item D, considering possibly approved professional contract with ICU Environmental for lead consulting service for the home buyout program due to Hurricane Ike in the amount of $16,920. There are 72 residences at $235 per resident. Item E, considering possibly approved professional contract with ICU Environmental for asbestos consulting service for the home buyout program due to Hurricane Ike in the amount of $56,880, 144 residences at $395 each. Item F, considering possibly approved contract for consulting services with ICU Environmental for asbestos removal for the home buyout program due to Ike in the amount of $91,800. There's 108 residences, which is 80% of the 134 listed residents at 2 days each, and that's $425 per day. Item G, considering possibly approved change order number one, which is an increase of $2,669 with Kellogg Brown Root Services for repairs to the Philpott Hangar due to Ike damages for extra painting of interior walls and ceiling, bringing the total to $101,229. Item H, considering possibly approved change order number seven, there's been a, this mark out six and put seven, an increase of $283,061 to contract with CTEC Construction Corporation for IFB, the renovation of the Southeast Texas Regional Airport rebid to include additions to the original contract that includes miscellaneous signage, landscaping, parking, modification to the airline and rental agency tenant spaces. The substantial completion time will remain April the 19th and bring the total to $4,509,653.65. Item I, consider and possibly approve task order number 7 with Schomburg and Polk Inc. for remarking of runway and taxiways in the amount of $30,700. Item J, execute, receive, and file task order 7 with Schomburg and Polk in the amount of $30,700. Item K, consider and possibly approve interlocal agreement with Harris County Department of Education and Jefferson County to provide programs, services, labor, and resources that the HCDE has to offer. Item L, consider and possibly approve a resolution naming Deborah L. Clark, purchasing agent, as the agent of record for Jefferson County to execute all documents with the Texas Building and Procurement Commission. Item M, consider and possibly approve an auction of surplus property as authorized by the local government code to auction by Horn Auction Inc. The auction is scheduled for Saturday, March 7th, 2009 at 9 a.m. Item N, consider and possibly approve interdepartmental transfer of county property as authorized by the local government code. Is there a motion on these items? I have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Discussion.
Task order. What is the difference in a task order and change order?
Okay, anything else? All of those in favor of all the items under purchasing, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. However, let the record reflect Commissioner Arnold is not present today. County commissioners, we need to table item A. That has to do with the burn ban, which all the sources I've talked to said that it did not need to be implemented at this time. Item B, receive and file contract amendment, Southeast Texas Entertainment Complex sponsorship agreement. Item C, consider authorizing TriStem to initiate litigation on behalf of Jefferson County against AT&T in the event overbilling issues between the parties are not resolved by March 15th. Item D, consider and possibly approve a resolution to support the application of Diamond Alternative Energy LLC to the United States Department of Energy Loan Agreement Program Office to enable Diamond Alternative to underwrite construction of a new coker gas fire unit at the Valero Refinery in Port Arthur, Texas. Item E, consider and possibly approve the use of hangar number 4 for the Jefferson County Master Gardener Spring Plant Sale, April the 11th, 2009, and by way of addendum, item F, consider authorizing the county judge to execute a supplemental lease agreement between Jefferson County and the United States, extending the lease of the remote encoding center through March 31, 2009. Is there a motion on these items? Have a motion?
Second.
Discussion. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
All opposed say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. County auditor, Consider and approve budget transfer for Road and Bridge Precinct 4 in the amount of $150,000. Item B, consider and possibly approve utilizing capital project funds for construction of a parking lot between Annex 1 and Annex 2. The work is to be performed by Road and Bridge Precinct 4. The cost is estimated at $20,000. Item C, payment of regular county bills, check number 311866 through check number 311-2260. Is there a motion on these items? Motion and a second. Any discussion? Commissioner, when do you think, if we pass that B, we'll get started on that?
To remove all of the different debris and information that was left in there, so we will start on that as soon as possible.
Yeah, I parked back there today.
Oh.
It's looking better. Okay. All in favor of those items?
Aye.
Say aye. Opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. County Treasurer, item A, receive and file investment schedule for January 2009, including the year-to-date total earnings on county funds. And item B, by addendum, authorize release of pledged securities at Capital One Bank for the funds of Jefferson County. Is there a motion on those? Have a motion?
Second.
And a second. Discussion? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. The ayes have it, it's unanimous. And that concludes our agenda.
Human Resources.
Human Resources.
We have one item under Human Resources.
Well, how'd I miss that? Oh, yeah, Human Resource. Sorry, Carrie. Item A, consider and possibly approve granting up to a 90-day leave without pay for Vervey White, a district attorney office employee.
So moved.
You have a motion? Second. Discussion? All in favor, say aye. All opposed, say no. Ayes have it, it's unanimous. And that concludes our docket, and we're adjourned. Thank you for coming.